friends. Welcome back to the Flow Business Podcast. I am Sean, your host, and this is your place to build a business that complements your life, not complicates it. Today, we're talking about risk, and specifically the risk involved with having your own business. It is risky business, having your own business, or so we think, so we've been told, so our ego wants to tell us, I think possibly is also the case. So we're going to talk about that and maybe share a different perspective on the risk of having your own business. That is the goal today. This is all coming from something that happened in my personal life recently that I wanted to bring to the show because I think there's a big lesson here for you and for me, and to something we can really take away from how we're thinking of our business potentially, or our future business, why we are or are not taking action in our business. There's just a lot to unpack here. So that's what we'll do in this episode. I really feel like one of the biggest things that keeps people from ever even starting their business or trying something new in their business or taking it to the next level in their business is because of the risk involved. The business failing or that idea failing, not making money in your business, not making back the investment you made in your business, wasting time, wasting energy, leaving a job or career potentially for your business and then not being able to go back. You know, there's a lot of stuff that can kind of come up as we're making this decision and doing this thing of having our own business. It's really like all the what ifs that we talk about a lot on this show. We just had a whole episode about that, I think either last week or the week before, about all these what ifs that come up when we start working on our business or taking it to the next level. What if it doesn't work? What if no one wants what I have to offer? What if I can't pay my bills? What if it does well for a while and then tanks? Lots of possibilities, a lot of things we can kind of ruminate on when it comes to our business. And a lot of it, if not all of it, has to do with the risk that you're taking in your business. But today, I want to shift that perspective for you a little bit. Yes, that is one way to look at it, that there is a lot of risk that you are taking on that when starting your business. But what if there is another way to think about that? So this is all coming from, like I said, something that happened personally in my life that I just will share with you guys because why not? About a month ago, if you're listening to this close to when it airs, we got the unexpected news that my wife was being laid off from her job. And I know that this is kind of common right now, a common story, at least across the US. I'm not sure about worldwide, but I would imagine same being the case, just with, I think, inflation and certain industry's not doing well, post-COVID stuff. There's a lot of contributing factors, all of which I think contributed to my wife's job and it being a startup and just, you know, there was a lot going on. But it was still pretty unexpected that this would happen. At the same time, just in a side note, not really having to do with this topic, but it was also a relief. She was not happy. I did not like that she was in that job because she was unhappy and it was stressful. And it was one of those things where she wanted out, but at the same time, like, when do you have time to look for another job or another opportunity when you're so wrapped up in your current job? So it was one of those things where it was a cycle that needed to break, and this really was a blessing to help break that cycle. So it wasn't necessarily bad news. It's not a bad thing. It was just unexpected, but we are fine. We are good. Everything's totally great. And I guess this is where it comes back to the topic because, hey, guess what? We are fine. Yeah, it was nice to have that extra income. We were putting that income towards some fun things coming up in the future, towards early retirement investments. You know, it was good. But the reality is nothing really changed in terms of our everyday living, our everyday saving, our everyday investing, the things that we already had planned because of my business. And I'm not saying this to brag or boast. I don't want that to sound like that at all, but I want you to consider what this scenario could look like in your life. If you do have a partner, what happens if they unexpectedly get laid off? Or if you are currently in another job and working on your business as a side hustle, go you. And also, what happens if you unexpectedly get laid off? Or if something happens to where your income is no longer the same. Now, because of the work that I have done on my business over the years, my income is the one that we can count on. And we have always been able to count on that. Even if there's a recession, even if there's a disruption in some industry, even if the economy is bad, even with inflation. And even more so, if we need to, I can always make more money. I can create more offers. I can do more launches. I can sell more of the things that I have to offer. And for me, that whole situation feels really, really safe. The typical mindset, I think, coming from society in general, is just like what's commonly thought of as a safe income option is having a job, having a salary, perhaps, or having an hourly wage that you know you're going to hit a certain number of hours every month. It's like getting that paycheck every week, knowing what that paycheck will be, being able to count on that. That is the safe option, and having a business where your income fluctuates is the risky option, quote unquote. I'm having these air quotes going on right now that you cannot see. What I think, what I've learned, and what I know is having a salary, being in a salaried position, having a job is not quite as safe as you think it is. And obviously, what happened in my family is an example of that. I think you probably have an example of that too, whether it's someone in your family has been laid off, your friends, you. Someone has lost their job at some point. And so now we can see that's actual proof at how not safe it is to be at the mercy of someone else, to be at the mercy of an industry, to be at the mercy of an economy. Your income can be pulled out from under you at the drop of a hat when you are working for someone else. And then having your own business where you're in charge, you get to decide what happens, you have a say in all of it, that is somehow considered the riskier option. And I understand, and I guess I should kind of do a side note here and say that I'm specifically talking about an online business model as a service-based business, whether you're a coach, a practitioner, an expert, a consultant, that kind of situation is what I'm specifically talking about. I know things are different for brick and mortar businesses, things with a lot of overhead that do very much kind of go with the economy and inflation and all of that. So I guess I needed to point that out. I probably should have done it sooner, but I'm specifically talking about the kind of business that I know most of you have or want, the kind of business that I have, which is providing your services to other people in a virtual online capacity. Okay? So now that we got that cleared up, with a business like that, you get to decide how it goes. You get to decide how much money you make. You get to decide what offers you have, how to price those offers, what to include in those offers. You're in charge. And so when things potentially get tough or your income gets tight or something goes awry that was unexpected, you have the ability to change that, to change your income, to change your offers, to change what you do, to change how you show up, to make it happen, to adjust based on the circumstances. So if we're talking about risk and how to make your business less risky and even more so a safer option than even having a job, there's a few things we need to go over. First thing, have a business. The first thing that you need to do is start your business, have a business, be actively working on and in your business. Obviously, it can't really be a safe option. It can't really be something you rely on until it's out into the world, until it's actually a thing. But then once you have that business, then you have to be willing to do what it takes to make it happen, whatever that it is. Starting the business, yes. Growing the business, yes. Pivoting, yes. Taking it to the next level when needed, yes. You need to be able to do what it takes to make it happen. And then after that, once we have this business going and you're fully bought in to the business, you need to create a scalable income stream. And this is where it obviously gets very specific to the type of business that I'm speaking about, to the type of business that I have, and to the type of business that most of you want or have. Creating that scalable income stream. We are in a unique position in this type of business because we can easily create a business model that is scalable, that grows easily, even without us working more or spending more energy or seeing more people or doing more things. You need a scalable income stream, my friends. And like I said, we are in this really unique position because we don't need more inventory to scale, to grow, to make more money. We don't need more staff to scale or grow or make more money. For the most part, you might need like a VA or something if you start getting a lot of customer service requests or something like that, but minimal staff to grow. And you don't need more resources either. I would say you will need some time, extra time and energy perhaps at the beginning while you are building this scalable income stream or pivoting your model into a more scalable place or really putting energy and effort into growing that. Yes, you will need time. You will need energy. But once it's, again, fully built, it's this machine that is running, then your time and energy is really just spent feeding that machine. When that happens, and if something were to change with what's going on in your family, in your situation, in your income, whatever, all you have to do then is feed that machine more or create another machine. And perhaps that machine then feeds the next machine. There is just so many possibilities, limitless possibilities as to how your business can grow and can be the safe place for you to land, for your family to land, if and when anything ever happens. Of course, I hope that doesn't happen to you, but wouldn't it be nice to just build that anyway, to just have that as your business, to have your business be the thing that feels very safe and secure and is making money, is growing, is bringing in more and more income, and has really created this whole nice ecosystem for you and your family and your income and all of that stuff. So let's recap. Yes, you are going to have a business. That is the first thing to make your business less risky is to actually have a business, have that online service-based business where you have the power to create offers, to get clients, to pivot, to grow, to get an audience, to get in front of the right people, to even use paid ads to build your business. You are in the driver's seat. You are the one in charge of making the money that you want to make. After that, or in addition to that, I guess, have a scalable income stream. Have a scalable income stream. I cannot say that enough. It is life-changing. It is business-changing. It will be your safety net. So create that program, record that workshop, write that ebook, whatever it is for you. And of course, you know this, if you want help creating your signature program and getting it out into the world, making money, bringing in income, we can do that together inside the signature program bundle. We are now over 200 members strong in there and growing every day. And you have the invitation open to you to join in. You can learn more at seanminer.com/thebundle. But no matter what, please, please, please make this a priority for you and your business. Now, one last thing before we close things out. I know there may be some of you thinking, well, that's easy for you to say. You already have paid offers. You already have an audience. You've been doing this for a while. This works for you. This is safe for you, but it's not for me. But remember, friends, I have been there. I have been in a place where I was hard up. I was in debt, $20,000 in debt, in fact, and sick and burnt out and all that stuff. And I poured my time and energy into creating my program. It was in that space where I created my first signature program, being $20,000 in debt because I was sick, just being in this really bad spot. I was in dire straits. And guess what I did? I did whatever it took to make it happen, to get to the next level, to get to a different place, to get out of where I was. And so that's when I created my program. I spent 3 months creating it and again getting it out into the world. I posted on social media when I had no audience. I wrote blog posts when I had no audience. I started a podcast when I had no audience. I learned how to market myself to make money. I learned how to be a business owner. And really, it was in that time doing that that I realized for the first time, I think, that having my business was the safest option, that I could make it happen when I needed it, that I could change my circumstances when I needed it because of the specific business I created, which I know is what most of you are doing too. So it's in these moments where you do start bringing in income from a scalable business model that you really start to see what's possible and you really do understand if anything were to ever happen or if I just wanted to start making more money, I can. You really can, to some degree, make money on demand. Not really to some degree. You absolutely can. 100% make money on demand when you have this type of business, as long as you are committed and willing to do the work to make it happen. Like I said, you're willing to show up and share and put your work out into the world. You're willing to do these things when no one's watching, knowing that eventually people will be watching. You're willing to build an audience and do what it takes to make that happen. You're willing to build an email list. I mean, really, to be totally frank with you, if you have an email list, you have a money-making machine. You have at your fingertips people that want to buy what you have to offer at any time, whenever you send out an email. Yeah, sure, you need to know what to say in those emails. Hello, that's your messaging. That's learning your marketing. That's learning copy and all that stuff that we talk about here a lot on the show. And I have all the resources to help you with that too. But once you figure that out, and yes, it is a process and it's stuff that you'll learn along the way too, but having an email list is your money-making machine. If your partner loses their job tomorrow, or if you lose your job tomorrow, you can email your list the following day and make some money if you have it. So doing that work and being willing to do that work and knowing that that is your job. Your job is to build this machine that is scalable, that is impactful, that works for you all the time, no matter what is going on. And that simply isn't an option for people who have a job, who are working for someone else, who have an hourly wage or a salary. They're getting paid what they're getting paid. They're at someone else's mercy. And you and your business are not. You have such an unlimited range of capacity and growth and impact. And I'm just obviously super passionate about this. And as soon as we got the news that we were down to just my income from my business for a while, I knew I had to come on the show and talk to you all about that, because it is honestly such a powerful place to be. It feels so good to get that news and be like, hey, cool, we're fine. We are fine because of my business, and we always have been fine. For the past almost 11 years, my only income has come from my doing, me creating my own income. How cool is that? How powerful? I feel just so empowered knowing that, and I hope you do too, and I hope it gets you to a point where you're excited about your business, where you're excited about your future, you're excited about what you're going to create, and you feel a sense of safety from that, not risk. Safety can come from your business when you do it the right way, when you create that scalable income and really make it yours, make it something that can grow with you. All right, I will leave it there for now. And if you are interested in learning more about this whole signature program thing, building this scalable business model, I do have a free class going on right now that you can check out whenever it works for you. That's at seanminer.com/burnoutproof. Just schedule your session there and you can learn my entire process for making that happen in your business totally free. seanminer.com/burnoutproof. And until next time, take care. Hey, wait up before you go. Do you want to know the biggest reason why your business may not flow? Because it's not in alignment with your personality type. Building the right business for you means knowing your strengths, weaknesses, energetic expression, and what's most important to you so you can build your business accordingly. Before you spend one more minute working on your business, let's make sure it's the right business for you. I've created a fun 2-minute quiz to discover your flow business personality type. With the results of this quiz, you'll know exactly what to prioritize in your business so you can feel confident knowing you're building a business you love. Head over to seanminer.com/quiz right now to find out your flow business personality type. And once you find that out, hop over to Instagram and let me know what you discover. Again, that's seanminer.com/quiz. As always, the link is in the show notes.